So here's the million-dollar question. How are men like us who work hard, have good motives, and a God-given purpose supposed to fulfill the calling on our lives and the dreams in our hearts, all while establishing sexual integrity, thriving relationships, and a meaningful connection with God? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Sathya Sam. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Yo, yo, what's up, my man? It's Sathya Sam here. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. I'm your host, and I'm so glad that you took in a couple moments to listen to our podcast today. Super excited to. We're going to be talking about relationships and how to really take good care of them while in recovery. This is a very, very important subject. We get asked about it all the time, and we're going to tackle it today head on. If you're in a relationship or you want to be one day, listen up. We got some really good stuff here. Now, before I jump into that very, very quickly, I want to make sure that you guys know I have a free resource section on my website. It's literally just trainings, booklets, one pagers. It's got a whole bunch of stuff designed to help you walk in greater levels of freedom, greater levels of health. So if you haven't made your way over there, or maybe it's been a while, make sure you go check that out. We've just uploaded some new resources for this month that I think you'll find very interesting. And it's all there, sathyasam.com/resources. Go and check it out. Now, without further ado, why don't we jump in? Let's get into our content today. We work with a lot of guys who are married, dating, engaged, guys who are divorced as well and kind of on the mend. And we have a really good contingent of single men as well. Some of the most eligible bachelors on the planet, if I do say so myself. Some pretty incredible guys that we get to work with. And one of the questions that we always get asked is, hey, you know, my wife doesn't know the extent of it. How do I talk to her about it? Or my wife's really hurt by my porn addiction. And, you know, I'm getting some help, but she still doesn't trust me, or she still doesn't want to talk to me sometimes if there's been a recent blowout. You know, we've kind of heard it all. Rather than getting into, you know, specifics on a situation, what I thought I would talk about today is a bit broader spanning. And that is just how to really take care of your relationship while you're in recovery. What are some do's and don'ts? What are things that are going to ensure that the relationship stays intact? Because the honest truth is we've had clients who quit porn, but they end up getting divorced, you know? And sometimes that's just because things were too far gone and maybe the guy cheated and the wife couldn't forgive him or didn't want to forgive him or did forgive him but wanted to move on and didn't want to be with him anymore. And sometimes it's actually because he focused so much on recovery and not enough on his relationship. He kind of figured, I'll get recovered first and then I'll worry about the relationship. And he wound up losing the relationship in the process. So I don't want you to make that mistake, obviously. And what I actually want to do today is I want to give you some guidelines for how to make sure that your relationship is healthy and getting better as you also recover and get better. And that's kind of what we're going to jump into today. So the first thing that I'll say, and this is probably the best piece of advice I've ever given to a man in recovery, is you need to share progress regularly. You need to share progress regularly, okay? Your wife cannot just hear about this area of your life when you have a relapse. So if the only time you let her in to this area and all that comes with it, sexual health and, you know, lust and pornography and all that stuff, if the only time she hears you talk about it is when things are going bad, she is going to be traumatized. And anytime you say, hey, I need to talk to you about whatever, she's going to go, you know, and maybe not even, maybe she's super gracious and she's super forgiving. Doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that your wife deserves to hear about the good things that are happening as well, right? She needs to get a comprehensive picture of this area of your life. And that's not going to happen if all you share with her is when you're struggling. If all you share with her is when you had a catastrophe and now she needs to come in and help you clean it up. So what we want to do is we want to have steady communications where she's getting updates. She's hearing about how you're growing and how you're learning. And, you know, if the trust has really been broken, it doesn't mean that she's going to say, oh my gosh, this is amazing, I'm so proud of you. You know, she might be really skeptical and say, yeah, you know, that's cool. But maybe in the back of her head, she's saying, but I know he's probably going to have another slip sometime soon or whatever. That doesn't matter. The point is, the only way she's going to actually build trust is if she gets the truth. And for her to get the truth, she needs to see the whole picture. There's no truth by omission here if we're really going to rebuild trust in the relationship. She needs to get a clear picture. Now, here's the beautiful thing that happens, okay? Let's say that you are relapsing once every week, all right? And when you relapse, you sit her down and you say, hey, I'm really sorry, but I actually failed again last night. Look, number one, you friggin' rock, man. Like, that in of itself is amazing that you carve some time out, that you were willing to be transparent and upfront. That's fantastic. So I'm not bashing that at all. But what would happen if the other 6 days of the week, she heard a little report just saying, hey, I didn't slip at all today. And actually, I barely fantasized, I don't know what the extent of the detail is, but I barely had any issues with lust today. She can say, wow, honey, that's amazing. Now, again, if she hears that one day, that's amazing. If she hears it 2 days, that's pretty dope. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. And then it's like, hey, you know what? Hey, this is actually tough for me to say, but unfortunately, yesterday I slipped. Okay, number one is she is not going to be as bothered because she heard you making all this progress, right? So she's like, okay, well, you had 6 really good days and you had one bad day. And you may need to give that vision a little bit, sure. But number two is that she's actually getting a full picture now. And so now she knows she's getting the truth. She knows she's getting the truth because you've been transparent when you failed and when you were successful. And this, I'm telling you, this works wonders. So to protect your relationship while in recovery, number one, you need to have a regular cadence for communications. I think daily is actually really good early in recovery. And I think you could graduate that to weekly, biweekly, monthly. It'll depend a little bit on the season and where the struggles are and where the successes are as well. But you gotta have a steady cadence of communication, okay? Number two way to protect your relationship while in recovery, build emotional fitness. Build emotional fitness. Porn addicts hypersexualize their relationships. When you hypersexualize your relationships, the wife loses the ability to connect with you emotionally. And that's what she needs primarily, which is why sex lives always suffer if pornography is around long enough. Because eventually the wife says, he's getting what he needs and what he wants. I'm not getting any of it. Okay, here's the reality. You actually need emotional connection the same way your wife does. You both need emotional connection. That's a more accurate statement. You need it differently than she does. But here's the point I'm making, okay? The reason you need emotional fitness is so that you can cultivate emotional connection with your wife on a regular basis. And that is going to allow you to not only further your recovery, because the opposite of addiction is connection, and building meaningful emotional connection can really go a long way to satisfying the heart. And a satisfied heart rarely wanders. But number two, that is actually going to build more trust and more health in the relationship. So if you're in a program or you're working with somebody who's not building skills within you that allow you to do this and do it well, run from them, because they might help you quit porn. They might help you get sober. They're not going to help you have a holistic, comprehensive outcome where your relationships are better, your faith life is better. Obviously, your sexual health is better. That's what we're after here. And so we want to have a steady cadence of communication, and we want to make sure that we are fostering emotional connection on a regular basis. And you'll notice that both of these things require consistency. Very, very important. The third way to protect your relationship while in recovery is learn to speak your wife's love language. And I'm telling you right now, men, if you learn how to do this with some regularity, daily, weekly, whatever it is, she will love you so much more. The trust in your relationship will be so much better. And you guys will have a much better sex life if that is a part of the equation for you guys. I'm telling you right now, this is mission critical. Learn to speak her love language and make an effort while you're in recovery to speak with her about what is going on. Now, you will notice in the advice I've given today, only one of them is directly related to recovery, and that is giving her steady updates. But number two is building that emotional capacity, that emotional fitness. And number three is learning to show love to her in the ways that she receives it the best. You can go to the 5lovelanguages.com, I think it is, or you can just Google 5 love languages. There's a test you take. It'll spit out the results. Tell her that you want to do it. She'll be thrilled. I promise you, even if the trust is decimated in the relationship and she's ready to divorce you, if you say, hey, can you just humor me? Just fill this out. I just want to know. Trust me, that'll give you very valuable data that you can then translate into regular rhythms and practices where you show love to her without any expectation of something in return. And that will go a very, very long way to keeping the relationship healthy, keeping it intact. And not just that, but actually making it stronger so that when you come out on top in recovery, you also come out on top in your relationship. So guys, that's everything for today. If you want more great resources, make sure you go to my free resource section. They're all there available for you guys to download however you please, as you wish. Go and do that. And in the meantime, stay clean. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Hey everybody, it's Thea again. Thanks for listening to Unleash the Man Within. I wanted to take a quick moment to let you know about a free ebook that I wrote for you called The Ultimate Guide to Porn Recovery. It provides a basic framework for the recovery process and a few of my top tips completely free of charge. You can get it now at www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. That's www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. Now, if you've been impacted by the podcast and you want to show some support in less than 60 seconds, there are three ways you can do that. First, you can leave a rating or review on your podcast platform. This lets people like you know that the content here is valuable. Secondly, you can share this episode with someone in your life that might benefit from the content. If you're passionate about helping other people experience freedom and success in their lives, this is one of the easiest ways to do that. And lastly, you can subscribe. I personally only listen to the podcast that I subscribe to. If you're seeking daily encouragement, guidance, and insight in your recovery journey, I highly recommend subscribing to Unleash the Man Within. Thanks for listening. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon.
The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast by Sathya Sam and his guests are for general information only and should not be considered medical, clinical, or any other form of professional advice. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.